When it says those numbers, what are those numbers in the district school?
So the reason why the DeMar is included, that it's a must come to the school section, is why the DeMar is included in that?
So I would say three DeMars.
We can count on our own, you know. We're not a count.
I don't know.
Does it usually not say a number before it's gonna?
We've seen this before, though. We've seen them say, what is it?
The DeMar would always do this. In other words, if they give you a list, and then they tell you how many are on the list, then it's quite obvious, you know, how many, you just look at it.
What did we skip from that on the bet to get up to where we are now?
Why did I skip?
What did we skip? And why?
Well, if you want to know what we skipped, you can learn it.
That's also true.
Ooh.
But is it important?
Oh.
Well,
I
didn't
even think about it.
That
question.
I felt that, look, you can only do so much. This Gemara that I skipped is really about a word. It's derech. It's a lashon zachar, lashon
keva. Oh, that's what it says in the beginning. I think it says further on. We're going to explain.
So the Gemara, actually, some even suggest that this was added on by the what we call the rabbanim svurai.
Yeah, the svurai.
That it wasn't
know
even part of, or maybe even part from the Gaonic period. So I figure, look. We can do it, it's just that we're limited. We have a home sector, so I figured I'd spend the time on, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I skipped it.
I like this one.
And we'll be skipping also more, because the next few Gemara, the next couple of Daphim are all drushas about how we learn out things. So we're going to do a little bit of it, but again, I don't want to spend the whole time on it. Just, there's a lot of other things that I would like you to learn. So that's, you know, usually I don't do this, but in this case,
we usually skip around.
Oh, I don't know whether I do or I don't. It's not relevant. So let's do this Gemara. You know, what's the Gemara? I called on you, Lizzie.
Oh, yeah. Should I just continue with the Gemara say?
Yeah.
So then the Gemara, first it suggests that maybe in the three ways that a woman can be nicknamed, it's coming to exclude chuppah.
What is chuppah?
The wedding canopy.
Okay, so there are different opinions among Rishon. Gemara never really clarified, clearly, what is chuppah. So Rishonim debated, and now remember, chuppah is synonymous with what other word?
Nisuin.
So exactly what is it? So and actually, that's when in our weddings today, we follow all the different opinions that there are. So one opinion is standing under the canopy, which we do that. Another opinion is yichud. And there's even a third opinion that we do, but it's what?
Going home?
Exactly.
No, the badekin.
But not everyone has a
badekin. Sephardic people don't.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, because first of all, even those who do it, to say that it really satisfies the requirement of Nisuin is difficult because we do the Badekin before.
I think Rav Schachter spoke about this.
Okay. What did he say?
I just remember him saying that.
He says basically there's no conclusion. Is that?
Yeah,
like
he said. But he remember he spoke about the Badekin. He said it is hard to understand how people would think the Badekin is.
He said that you have to do the same, essentially, that it's like you're setting it up with the Badekin. And then once you do the Kiddushin, you take two steps at once.
Basically,
okay.
You did the Nisuin.
Okay, the point is that the Kasha is still a good Kasha. I mean, you'd have to then explore the halacha. Can you do Nisuin before Kiddushin?
Yeah.
So we do the Badekin, so...
But they also give more reasons for it. That's why whenever I see something that has, like, four reasons, I question whether any of the reasons are valid. Which is why I chose not to have a Badekin, but also the other reasons just don't make sense. Like covering her face to make sure it's who she is, but I was covering her face, checking to see who she is. Maybe she'd just be looking at her face.
I think the Badekin was more something that became traditional. I think we're really relying on either the canopy or yichud. I think that's the real. Those are the real. The Badekin. Tosfos mentions it based on Yerushalmi. Mm-hmm. And in the time then, when the Kiddushin used to be 12 months earlier, and then they did the Nisuin 12 months later, so then the Badekin clearly took place after the Kedusha. But for us, I mean, I guess it would have been possible. We'd have to change the whole ceremony. We could have done the Kedusha first and then do the Pateke under the canopy and then have the Yitka. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, we don't do it.
Unless he uncovered her face after. Why was her face covered?
No, the Pateke is the covering.
It would be like do Kedusha
first.
Everybody scatter.
Yeah. Anyway.
Now let's go back and like get so excited.
Yes, yes.
Is Chuppah the same thing as the marriage chair in Kursaya?
Well, that was part of the ceremony, is sitting on a chair, So therefore, the Gemara now is saying, so getting back to our Gemara, that the number three is coming to exclude Chuppah. And what would it be saying then? That Chuppah itself will not accomplish what?
Kedusha.
Kedusha.
Well, isn't that
a,
it's obvious that it wouldn't work, because it's
No, it's not so obvious.
We were thinking that because it's the next step, like we just said, there's two...
No, I mean something else. You keep reading this Gemara. What did the Gemara then say?
That we learned that Rav Huna says that a chuppah called a chomer would for sure work for kedushin.
Rav Huna disagrees. Rav Huna says that chuppah does work for kedushin. He derives it from a kal v'chomer. I think we're going to do that Gemara. I think I have it on the source sheet.
Mm-hmm.
When we get. But now, only Rav Huna said it, and we don't pass them like him. But Rav Huna did believe. That chuppah does work for kedushin. So then this is, so the Gemara that's saying that the number three is coming to exclude chuppah, of course this is not in accordance with whose view?
Rav
Huna. Just one second, which is why the Gemara then asked, well, according to Rav Huna then, what does the number three come to exclude? To which the Gemara answered what?
Chalitha.
Rachel, you had your hand up.
Yeah, if a couple were to do nisuin without kedushin before him, what would happen?
Nothing.
So realistically, they're living the same life. Wait, nothing would happen, meaning they're not married?
Married.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant nothing, as in nothing's different between a case where you have kedushin and then nisuin as opposed to just nisuin.
If they didn't have kedushin, the way, except for Rav Huna, those who don't agree with Rav Huna, if they just had, could someone close the door? So if they just had nisuin and nothing else, they're not married. Nothing happened.
Okay.
Nisuin doesn't do kedushin. There was no kedushin. Nisuin without kedushin is nothing.
It's like a meaningless act of whatever it is.
So if a man and a woman just stood under a canopy, nothing.
It happened. It's a good picture to like stand under.
Great picture.
Now, I guess just a comment or an insight. When Zahav and I were looking at Rashi, it said Rashi was saying to exclude a chuppah, right? So he says she'im rasra la abiha la chuppah like she'im kedushim ena mekudesha b'kach, that if he gives her over at the father, that it's not considered kedushin. So I was talking to Zahava, and I was like, Zahava, it's interesting that it uses the word limsor here, because you would think that because kedushin is a kinyan, you might think that mesira, like this kind of you might think that mesira is being used here.
What do you mean by mesira?
When you're making some kind of in general, in a regular kinyan.
Well, it's also a verb.
To give her over.
To give her over.
I thought you were going to say something. Someone else, who did I discuss this with? I didn't have a chance yet. See, I was bothered by that Rashi. Rashi says that if the father handed her over for chuppah, that means. So again, we don't know what it could be that he handed her over and they're standing up there, they're in a room together, they're under a canopy, but the father is the one that's doing this. Now, if the father is the one that's doing it, then how old is the...
Katana.
She's a katana or a nara, but not older. How do I know that?
Because otherwise he can't do it.
Although his father has no rights over her. So the question is, why did Rashi have to learn the Gemara that we're talking about a case where the father is the one that basically is handing her over? Why couldn't he? And she did it herself. But see, she's older. She's 15. And she did it herself. Well, does it make a difference? Mm-hmm. So I don't know why Rashi did it. I have to look, see a bachur on them.
Maybe like it's more of a chiddush if it was a katana that the father's moving over, so it just said it is like.
Why is it more of a chiddush? I don't know. Why? Anyway, I don't want to. Let's not. I don't want to spend time on that. But Rashi explained the case of chuppah that way. Yes.
Just a quick question: in terms of the father being able to hand over his daughter,
yeah.
The daughter still has to approve of the man.
Not if she's no, actually.
Well, doesn't
she
just
have to do?
She doesn't.
If she's a katana.
And she doesn't have time to say that, to say no. Remember we spoke about if she's a katana and she doesn't want to marry.
She can't say
if
she's a relative, not the father.
You're talking about Miyun.
Yeah.
You're talking about there is no father.
Miyun only applies to
relative.
It's only
if
it's
the father, she can't be.
There is no father.
So then if a father, she has to get married to her, her father says she has to?
If she's a katana, yes.
Can a father do Miyun if the father changes his mind at some point?
What do you mean? In the middle
like,
of a marriage?
No, like let's say they get married. Let's say that
they get married or not.
No, like the father says to, when she's a katana, the father says, you are for this man.
That's nothing.
No,
if they had a kedushin. So it says.
But a katana can have a
kedushin?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
so
it's the father.
If they have kedushin and then the father is like, oh shoot, I changed my mind. I just realized you're 8 and I don't want to do this anymore. Can you change his mind or not?
Once the condition took place,
yeah.
She needs
a
get.
Okay.
Then she needs a get, yes.
I was reading this book about Agunot, and one of the chapters was about child brides nowadays, where there was this guy who wanted to
I
punish his wife.
I heard about it, too.
Yeah.
But he wanted to do what?
He wanted to punish his wife, so in order to show how he controlled
her. I heard, though, that he was lying.
Well, this is what he said. He said, I'm not going to tell you who it was, but I did it.
Yeah.
And
what?
They were able... He said,
did he marry off his daughter?
He said,
I did kedushin for this 6-year-old or 7-year-old
no.
daughter.
He was trying to extort something from his wife.
Oh,
and then
God.
There was some sort of organization that was created to encourage husbands to do this in order to have more power over their wives. And I was reading this chapter and I'm just getting so disturbed. But in the end, they were able to find some sort of mechanism
yeah.
to undo
But I had also heard, I heard about that. This something. Yeah.
This is
no
a few years
heard?
Ago.
No.
It's
crazy.
Is there a
takana
in the New York Times?
I feel like why is there no like takana against this? Like takana over.
Well,
maybe
your right
to this
doesn't work.
So
it's a joke.
What I heard was that they that they were Rabbanu were one wild. I mean.
Yeah.
And but I had heard this whatever this was.
I'll read the chapter again.
Yeah, that he ended up it was an empty threat.
Well, I was gonna say
in any case that he was fine and
that
he never
did it.
He was threatening it or he said
well,
he
said
it?
I did it and
no,
I'm not gonna tell you
he did it,
was.
But he lied.
Can't they just call him a
but the truth is
I'm serious.
Yeah, but why so why do the rabbis why is this still something that can't be done?
Wow.
Well it this never came up before.
But child brides, but this was a thing the father.
I know, but now.
But
now,
where someone says that as abusive power.
No, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree with
never,
you, but also
it
used
happened.
To be. But
I'm
saying, like, if we got rid of a man having two wives, why didn't
you didn't
happen?
Get rid of it. You just made it usher. You're allowed to add history, not necessarily allowed to.
Because nobody
people
was
wait
doing
something
it.
That was
nobody was doing it.
Ever? No one was forcing their daughter
well,
to
first
get.
Of all, now in the last. I don't know, 800 years? I don't know what's going on, 500 years.
But so how about the Takana Rabbeinu Gershom was to make it also to do something else. It wasn't to take away something that already existed.
Right.
This is something you're allowed to do it, so once it's done, what are you going to do?
Right, yeah, once it's done, what just prevents it? Yeah.
Well,
he does it. There's no
the
reason.
Only preventive way would be
to
be maskia the kedusha by kuasa shaloka hogan.
They ended up doing hakka kedusha in some way, either because like they said we can't really trust him that he actually did it, and therefore, especially since he didn't tell us who it was, so it really didn't happen. Like they, and then they had to find a way to rule.
It should be
very serious.
I'll find the chapter and read it.
It's very serious if you really did that.
How does he contract that type of marriage? With Kesef or Ishtar?
Yeah, Kesef.
I'm random to
well,
him. Like, you don't even need a rabbi at this point. You
yeah.
Oh my
he
God.
Claims, he claimed that he arranged with this man that to marry his daughter. He get, and this
aiding?
Man, yes, he said to raid him. But he's not going to divulge anything.
Who would have been an aide for these? For that guy's
nice.
Story.
But
and
he
if
was,
he never divulged it in the person, let's say he did actually do
and
it.
And he'll only
never
divulge
divulged,
it if or she, whatever you wanted from whatever.
But if he never divulged
wanted.
It and the man to whom his daughter was, Mitzkadeshet, never showed up, then essentially the daughter grows up as an Aguna.
That's right.
That's the problem.
That
yeah.
is the problem.
So it's not even the wife if he's trying
no,
to.
No, it wasn't.
No,
he had
no.
to, she happened to be
he
an Aguna. And he
get,
said, I'm going to show you how much power I have. I'm going to even make your daughter an Aguna. Which is his own daughter.
It's
so
his daughter.
itself.
Yes.
I don't understand why this is any different than any of the cases you literally just learned.
Man, I was saying it is. I mean, it's just that,
so like,
you know.
Why don't we just say, like, maybe, that they approved the marriage?
Okay, then, okay, good, I'm all for it.
Yeah, but also
I'm
no
just saying, we're,
like, it shouldn't even be, like, a, like it should just have a license.
There is no gemara.
Can we do it if we don't have a base then?
What? So that's what I don't know. I mean,
and also,
I don't know. This requires really...
And technically, it wasn't
should
not
have been
an extra
credit
question. Because, you know, right now, you're allowed to marry after your daughter.
That's what I'm saying.
So it wasn't not a
doctor. That's what I'm saying. It's a doctor or one, and therefore, they can approve it.
No, they can't.
No,
because
why would
they
be a doctor
or one?
It's with this.
According to Rashba.
We see this as child abuse. We see this as abuse of power. We see all this. Fine. It's just that technically, though, a man can marry off his daughter when she's a katana. That is the halacha. Of course, today we don't see that, and we see things very differently.
The halacha is also a man.
But let's not. Okay, this is a great topic, but it's not.
It should
not
have been
topic.
An extra credit question.
No,
we could have solved it.
We all pulled our ideas together.
So maybe you'll share it. You'll tell the class.
I'll try to screenshot that chapter.
Yeah,
we'll have a lunch and learn.
You can have a.
It's really disturbing.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara then said what?
It's Khalifin.
That what is the number three according to Rafuna coming to exclude?
Specifically,
Kinyan Sefer. Specifically, or as Rashi said,
Rashi said Kinyan Sefer.
I mean, that's the explanation of what Khalifin is.
No,
that's what
I thought Kinyan Sefer is a type of Khalifin.
Okay, so what is Rashi trying to tell you by saying Kinyan Sefer?
But like he lifts up a handkerchief and that's
I know,
how
he
marriages.
Yeah, why does he have to
is
tell
he saying
you
that that kind of Khalifin is not allowed?
Yeah,
as opposed to what?
Because
actual
Khalifin,
we know.
What is actual Khalifin?
Bartering.
Like, for example, what?
What your wife,
I'll give you a cow.
Here's your wife.
Yes. So
or are you taking my wife?
So the other type of Khalifin, which we call Shove B'Shove, that's what the words mean?
Yeah.
Equal for equal, which is bartering. Like the examples we saw in the Mishnah is, you know, you have something that I want, I have something that you want, and we're willing to exchange. That type of chalipin we're not discussing, but we're talking about the other type of chalipin, which I refer to as the more symbolic type of chalipin, where you're exchanging something which is really of no value for you. You really don't care about it. So therefore it's being exchanged really has a symbolic purpose to it. That this is a way of just making the exchange. So Rashi's pointing out that the type of chalipin that we're discussing here is Kinyan Sefer. So that would mean who would give whom the Sefer?
The husband.
Husband would give the wife the Sefer, and in return she's willing to marry, to be miskadeshes to this man. Yeah?
When I asked you during when we came over and I said, I don't understand, like, why is he saying, is Khalifin only not allowed because it's less than Shavapruta? Or
we don't know.
But it seems based on this that it would always be less than Shavapruta because inherently this type of Khalifin is just symbolic. So
but symbolic doesn't mean it's a pachus from Shavapruta.
Okay.
Doesn't follow. Yes?
If you're going to do a Kinyan with Shavakasa, isn't that basically the same as Khalifin?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what, that's good. It is. Sounds like it is. Good. So what you're asking is why is Khalifin not allowed at Shavah Kesa?
Yeah.
So
it's like the same thing.
After we discuss this entire sugya,
and we study for our next Bechina.
Yes.
Okay, great.
So, sorry, the ceremony, Kinyan Sefer, looks like this. The husband gives her the handkerchief. That's it. She's married him.
That's how it would look. But he has to do it, L'shem.
Is it that he gives
her the handkerchief? I ran the Kodesh Sefer, right?
No,
he gives her the handkerchief, or he says, when I...
He gives her the handkerchief. What does he say when he gives it to her? Haram Kodesh Asleem. So what are we being told in this Gemara? Rachel, you didn't see that?
No, we did see it. No, she was just asking about her Rashi that we discussed. Sorry.
Okay. So if he gives her a Sudur, or, right, and says Haram Kodesh Asleem with this, what is our Gemara telling us? That it doesn't work. Okay. Then what? What comes next in the Gemara?
Then it explains the that maybe we should say that a chalipin does work. Because if we learn it from Akicha Kicha Meistei Ephron, and in you can buy a field from chalipin, then you should also be able to acquire a woman from chalipin.
So that's what the Gemara, yeah. Then what happened?
Then we say, no,
it's not true that you should learn that. Because when it comes to
I just want to make sure that you got the reading of the Gemara correctly. Lizzie, just read from Rafun Adomar Kupa Kom the Kabul Homer Lumute Mai Lumute Khalid, and just continue after that.
Soka the Atman Mina.
What does that mean?
You might have thought to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hawil the Gamar Kiha Kiha Miste Ephraim. That since we learned a Kiha Kiha from Ste Ephraim.
Yes.
Ma Sadat Mahni be Khalifin.
Kanya be Khalifin.
Kanya be Khalifin. Afishanami Mekanya be Khalifin. That just like a field, you could be you could acquire a field through a Khalifin, so too a woman you should be able to acquire through a Khalifin.
Yeah, keep going.
Kamash Malam, like we've learned.
No.
We've stated.
No. What's Kamash Malam?
Therefore,
it comes to teach us what?
That Khalifin is not
included. That Khalifin does not work. Well, Salkadat the Chamina might have thought that Khalifin should work. So, therefore, the number three of the Mishnah is the way Rafuna would interpret the Mishnah. What does the number three come to teach us?
We exclude
Khalifin. No, we exclude Khalifin. Okay. Then what's next? Keep reading.
The ima hafi nami, but like say, is that really so? Meaning it's challenging that you can.
Say again, what?
But say, is it really so?
Hey, what do you mean by that?
That it's not true that that you can learn that you can have chalipin when you acquire a woman.
That's not coming through a clue. Maybe you have it. Just say it again. What's the aim? Is the aim of Chinam? Is that a question? What's happening here?
Do we say like this?
You might say it's like an essay.
I think it's a question. Meaning, Khalifin should work.
Yeah. The aim and say, Hachinami, so also. In other words, the Gemara just gave a very good reason why I would think it should work. Mm-hmm. What was the reason?
Stay
Ephraim. And the Gemara had said, well, the Mishnah's coming to teach us that it doesn't work. So the Gemara basically is asking, why doesn't it work? Say that it should work. It's got to be a reason. It's not like a Xeris Akasa. It's not like, you know, it's got to be a reason. After all, it sounded like a pretty good explanation to say that we learn out from Ste Ephraim, we learn out Kesef from Ste Ephraim, why not learn out Chalipin from Ste Ephraim? So, correct?
Yeah.
So what does the Gemara keep reading? So Gemara, this is now an answer.
Wait,
so now the Gemara...
Hachinami say also what?
That it should work.
So
after Hachinami should be a question mark. Ve'im Hachinami. And say so also that it should work. So now comes the answer. Answers the Gemara. Keep reading.
Chalipin itnehu b'papo mishava pruta, the isha b'papo mishava pruta, lo
mifnaya
nafsha.
So what is this saying?
That for chalipin with a field, you can use less than a shava pruta, but a woman you cannot acquire if it's less than a shava pruta.
Why not?
Because it's a gnai.
1 second.
Sorry, the Gemara doesn't say.
Okay. Lo makanya nafsha. She is not makna herself. The isha b'pachos misha b'pruta. Lo makanya nafsha. She is not makna herself. So again, Gemara is saying it's chalipin. King chalipin can work even with what?
With
something which is pachos mishava pruta, and a woman, long she is not makner herself with something that is a pachos mishava pruta.
She is not acquired herself.
What?
She is not acquired herself.
No, makna means give over herself. Lo makanya is mak. What is makna?
She doesn't allow herself to
sell.
Well, in other words, she's giving
transfer of possession.
I know, but she. Who's the Konan, who's the Makna?
The man.
She's the man.
She's allowed.
She's the Makna, he's the Konan. Right.
But how do you translate she is not letting herself be acquired?
Yeah, if you translate it like that. Or giving herself over. So, now, why is it that a woman would not be Makna herself? So Rashi explained the Gemara. because it's a ganai, right? That a woman finds it demeaning, finds it disrespectful to accept a kedushin with a pachos mishazaku. Now, then Rashi, so see now the thing is though, this is kind of, it's not so simple this, so I can understand if let's say the suder that's being used is a pachos mishavar pruta, so if it's a pachos mishavar pruta, she wants no part of it because she finds it demeaning. So I get
right,
that.
Rashi.
Yeah, right the way Rashi learned. Okay, so what would be if the suder is a shavar pruta?
Mm-hmm.
What then? Would the chalitah then work? After all, it's a shavar pruta, there's no ganai anymore. Again, we're assuming that the cutoff point is a pruta. Why? Someone asked me, why should that? I don't know why. But whatever it is, that's the cutoff point.
Yeah.
So that would mean then that what if you had, what if you used a suitor that was worth, I don't know, $100? Could you use a silk scarf as the suitor? It'd be worth a few $100. No ganai there. So what would you say? Would you say then a kinyan chalipin, if the suit or the kli that you're using is a pruta or more, would you say it works? Now, what's your impression from the Gemara? It does or it does not work?
Doesn't.
But now we have to be able to explain it.
Why?
That's why Rashi continues to explain, same Rashi. And Rashi's everybody's bothered by this. I mean, you have to be able to explain why chalipa doesn't work if it is a shavar pruta.
And what's the difference between a kinyan and a pruta? That's
yeah, and so what did Rashi say? You keep reading the Rashi. Can somebody tell me what Rashi said? Yes, Martin, can I?
It seemed like he was saying that if the item was like shavar pruta or more, even let's say, it would only work if he gave it to her like with the lashon of kiddushin, meaning he would have to give it to her and say hariyah mekudeshet li, whatever this is, you know. And he couldn't have used the lashon chalifin.
So what lashon does he have to use?
Hariyah mekudeshet li.
I know, but what does that mean to you?
Kinyan
of isur, kinyan isur.
No, I don't mean that. I mean what method of kinyan is?
Oh, kesef, kiddushin.
Kesef. But if he uses what?
He just says like, let's. I'll give this to you, and then you'll, like, be my wife or something like that. Like, or just any other type of, any language that doesn't connote kedusha kesef. Like, it just has to be specific.
So if I use, let's say he says, you could say the word mukudesh, he could say, be mukudesh is me with kinyan chalipin.
Yeah, can you say, like, harayat mukudesh alibah chalipin?
Yeah. What, you know, I don't think the word mukudesh is, you know, if you say, I want to be mukadesh you with kinyan suda.
Seems like that wouldn't work.
If the suder is worth a pruta, how do you understand this, Rashi? I'll say a little bit more. You had your hand up.
Keep on going.
Yes.
I was telling Ziona and Lizzie this during while we were learning that I had always thought that the reason that you have, like, I had always thought that you can learn from it being only a pruta, which is not worth that much, that really. The kinyan itself is not a kinyan, it's not an acquisition, because you can't buy somebody or you can't acquire somebody with such a small amount. So in that sense, it seems like no matter what, even a shavar pruta with a kinyan is supposed to be symbolic.
Let's say it is. Okay, but now we have a kinyan chalipin that's worth a pruta, so why doesn't it work?
Then it becomes kiddushin kesef.
No, I don't want it to be kesef, I want chalipin.
Well, what would be the difference? How are you distinguishing?
Well, we have to have a difference.
Just because
well, what is it?
Well, I don't know yet.
It sounds like right now.
Just what you call it. I don't know. So tell me why if I say I'm calling it chalipin, I'm calling it a kinyan suder, the kli that I'm using is worth a pruta, why doesn't it work?
Because it's not one of the ways that you can. You could acquire a woman. Like, that's not.
You're being circular. Who said it's not?
The Mishnah.
And not including it.
No. How do you understand?
When you're doing Halifan, you're basically saying, I'm giving you this, and even if it has a certain amount, the amount doesn't matter. It's not about the amount.
Maybe it's not about the amount.
When I'm going to do chalipin, I can do it with something that's less than a prutah, I can do something more than a prutah, but the prutah itself doesn't matter. And we had said that the whole, like when we were talking about...
Okay, a little bit better.
Like it's supposed to have a set amount, which is what we were discussing in the Gemara.
Okay, so chalipin doesn't have, could be less and could be, so why do we throw it out if it is worth a pruta? You're almost there, just a little bit more.
Because the pruta doesn't matter?
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. We're talking about if you're still using this method.
I know, so why can't I? You're not telling me. Yeah?
I feel like this is too far away from what we're saying, so since we're close, it's probably not it, but maybe it's just that now if the chalipin, if the object is worth a pruta, then now you're basically just doing kinyan kesef. Like it's no longer really
kalifin
anymore. No, but it's not that kalifin itself works. It's that...
Yes or no? If I gave her a kli, that's a shabbat pruta, and I say, I want to be makanish you with this, the Torah's chalipin. Does it work or not?
No.
Yeah.
The
no.
Wrong language.
What?
The wrong language.
What? Why doesn't it work? Yes.
I wonder, I'm just thinking of the, you know, we look at the Gemara on 6, on Bava Mudale. We were discussing, the connotation of Hareat Mekudeshet Li, also kind of, anyways, maybe the Lashon of Chalifin doesn't have the, it's like, when the husband says it, maybe it's unclear if it's Kiddushin or not. Meaning she might think, like it's ambiguous, versus like saying Hareat
Mekudeshet
Li. Without a language of Ether.
What do you want to say?
I'm working off of your point of saying when you say, that it's chalifin, that maybe you're switching an object for another object and not for kedushin. No.
Look at the words of Rashi.
It's not
all right.
The ganai hu law. It's a ganai. Hilkach batel la l'taras chalifin. Therefore, we cancel out using chalifin, the kedushin. I feel a bit cliche-ish for shavu pruta. Just go with what he's saying. Yes.
Maybe that. If this were actually chalifin, right? This maybe like there would be a thought that you would be trying to do like shaveh to shaveh, and that like these items are just not like these things that you're trying to do are not equal. Like you're trying to use this sudar, which
it's much simpler. Just go.
You just got the,
yes.
That the, it's not the language that the Torah says you could be.
Rashi's.
Yeah,
he said that it's until
he uses the.
It's kind of like what the Rashba rejected in the other case. Here he's saying that we're making a universal rule because it would be an issue if it's less than Shabbat Pruta. So,
a little bit more.
Okay,
what
I was,
yes?
It's a leaf in itself as a Gnai. Like the idea.
Yeah. That's what I think Rashi said.
And can I suggest why it's a Gnai?
Well, we know why.
Well,
don't suggest. Tell me what Rashi says. Why is it a Gnai?
Because you're saying that she is symbolically equal to this?
No,
because
like
in a hypothetical sense.
No,
because
she's an object.
It's
that she could be a
martyr.
Like,
no,
because in Khalifa, you have the opportunity to use.
I'm not asking you to come up with your own ideas. I'm asking you just to tell me what the Gemara is saying.
Because you can use pachot mi.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. You can use pachot mi pruta for a chalipin.
So
the very fact that kinyan chalipin can look at the words of
the
Gemara. Isha bepachos misha bepruta lo makanya nashav. What is the Gemara emphasizing? The fact that a chalipin can work with a pachos misha bepruta. Isn't that what Gemara is saying?
Yeah.
That's the ganai, correct? So I think maybe what Rashi would say is that even if you're going, if the suder is worth a pruta, the very fact that in theory chalipin could be done with what? With less than a pruta, then the kinyan chalipin as a whole is a demeaning type of kinyan to use for kedusha. So even if he wants to use the kinyan chalipin and the suder is worth $100, just using a kinyan chalipin is demeaning. Why is it demeaning? Because a kinyan chalipin could even be done hypothetically with what?
With
a pachos
misha. But then you're suggesting that a pruta is actually how much the woman is worth. Which
no,
is
we're not talking about worth. That is the amount that you need.
But why would it be a ganai if it was less than that?
Well, Rashi is assuming that women find that demeaning.
Okay.
You can't. We're not here to understand why they find it demeaning. We're being told that they find it demeaning. Now, you ask me that they find demeaning, but a proof that they don't find demeaning, I don't know. Okay, that's what the Gemara is assuming. But you're missing the point. The point is, at whatever point you're going to draw the line, right? The Gemara is drawing the line at a proof. Maybe we would have drawn the line at $100. And it says, okay, because our attitudes are different. Okay, so we would draw the line in a different place. But the point is, wherever you're going to draw the line, the Gemara Rashi is telling us less than that amount is a Ganai. Now, the fact that Chalipin can be done with that lesser amount, and it's a valid Kinyan, so therefore she doesn't want any part of that Kinyan because the Chalipin is a Kinyan of Ganai. So that's why you cannot mention Kinyan Chalipin. You've got to use, you have to make it clear that you're being Makadesh with Kesef.
I think we originally thought that, like when we were doing Chavrusa, we read it as just Rashi saying that the Ganai is Chalipin itself. But does that still fit with how Tosfot understands?
Within Tosfos, we're not there yet.
Okay.
Let's just finish the Gemara. We didn't finish the Gemara. Then the Gemara turns to what?
To the end of the Mishnah. Not the end, but when it says
Bekonat, that's Mashiach. You have a Kavasas with Shtei Derachim, so what is the Shtei Derachim come to exclude?
Chalitza.
And the Gemara does the same thing. I might have thought that Chalitza maybe should work to accomplish a divorce. So what does the Gemara say?
It doesn't.
Why would I have thought that it should? The Gemara came up with a Kal V'Chomer, right?
Wait, but why would it? I'm confused as to why is this. You can't use chalitza. A woman can't be nikkes.
Not yavama.
Oh.
A married woman cannot be divorced through chalitza.
Oh, okay.
Fine.
Why would it even been anyone's thought that a married woman could use?
Well, that's the Gemara. That's the Kal V'Chomer.
I was so confused why this would even be a.
The Gemara gave you a Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer?
Because with the Yavama, the woman can't be, she can't leave the marriage through a get, so therefore she uses chalitza. So you might think in a case of a married woman, if she can't use a get, she doesn't leave her marriage, she can instead use chalitza.
No, she can't use a get.
Sorry, what's a Kal V'Chomer? A Yavama who cannot be released through a get, but is released through chalitza, then a married woman who is can be divorced through a get, so Kal V'Chomer, she should be allowed to be divorced with chalitza. This is how Kal V'Chomer works.
Yeah, but that's not really...
What?
Meaning the Torah, I guess...
What?
The Torah specifically says that chalitza is just used for a Megivamah. It's never mentioned in the context.
So
how could you make a Kal V'Chomer based on facts that aren't true?
The Gemara never said that the Torah never said that it doesn't work. The Torah mentions it works by Yavama. The Torah mentioned that get works by a married woman. So how do you know that one can't work for the other? Maybe it's a binyanav. All women who are in some marital relationship, it can be terminated through get or chalitza. How do you know? We do a binyanav all the time.
Can you explain the Kal V'Chomer one more time?
Do you know what a Kal V'Chomer is?
Yeah, just
okay.
Because this happens
too. Same thing here. Yavama has chalitza but no get. So an Isha, a married woman who has a get, should also have chalitza. You don't get it?
I mean, I get the words and what they mean.
So what is it that you don't get?
But why would anyone think that they would need chalitza in a case where it's like
it's not a need.
It can be
done. Not in addition to a get, instead of a get.
Not in addition to?
No.
I thought it was just in addition to. Like,
No.
Like a yavama is locked in, she can't
in addition to
get, she can only use chalitza.
Oh, meaning that chalitza is a stronger...
No,
yeah.
Not in addition to meaning...
She's in a
diet
situation.
I know. That you can use either.
Yeah.
Or an eshet ish.
Okay,
that's what the Gemara... That's what
yes.
So then the Gemara asks the Ema Hachinani, the same thing. So why don't we say that chalitza... Maybe it should work. So what did the Gemara answer?
No.
So here, now the Torah, you can come in with a pasuk.
Right.
So what's the pasuk? Because the Torah says, because of law, sefer krisos v'nasam b'yada. So the Torah specifically says, sefer krisos. So the Gemara learns from a sefer korsa, vein dover acher korsa. So only a sefer, which is a written document, can terminate the marriage, but nothing else can.
Is there a written component to chalitza?
No.
It's just the spitting?
It's just taking off the shoe and spitting. So, okay, so that's the Gemara. So, the number two of Kanas Asa B'Shtei Derachim is coming to exclude Chalitza, and the number three of Hishanitnes B'Shalosh Derachim either excludes Chuppah, or Kordelahuna would exclude Chalitza. So I don't think the Tanakhama would disagree. So let's say the one who says that it comes to exclude Chuppah, what, do you think he would allow Chalitza to work for Kedushin?
Let me say that again.
The first opinion that said that the number three is coming to exclude chuppah. What do you imagine that opinion would think about chalipin?
It works.
Well, so you think there's a machlok? You would think
no.
That.
If it's excluding chuppah, sorry. If it's excluding chuppah, then for sure should be excluding anything else.
I'm assuming because if that were true, then that we should paskin that kinyan chalipin should work for kedushin, and nobody. You say why I think that way? Rav Hun is a Das Yachid.
Yeah. That's why he's bringing his opinion.
Yeah, so if the majority of Amoraim believe, like you were saying, that Kenyan Chalipin should work for Kedushin, then we should paskin that way. But I don't think that's what the Gemara has. For sure, Kenyan Chalipin won't work either. It's just that the first opinion also said that it comes to exclude Chuppah. For Rav Hun, it only excludes Chalipin, because he thinks Chuppah works.
Even if I didn't know the Sakhalachah today, I would still say that.
Oh,
because when you're
Rahuna thinks Chuppah works.
What?
Rahuna thinks Chuppah would work.
Yeah, did he say that?
Oh, right.
Okay. You could read it either way. Like, the only reason I would agree is because why else would the Gemara spend so much time on the idea of Chalipin?
Whatever. Okay.
No, but either way, when it's listing things and it says these are the three ways you can do something, it's going to exclude everything else. So it now just has a list. What are those things?
That's a valid point.
Rav Huna concludes in his list.
Yeah, he has four things that a woman could be. Where were you a half an hour ago?
What do you mean his? I was imagining that everyone agrees there's three ways. They just have different opinions of what the three ways are.
We have a different opinion.
Meaning Rav Huna.
Oh, you're saying like Rav Huna would exclude one of the
three.
Yeah,
because the Mishnah says
Kesef Shtar.
Yeah, so where does Chuppah fit into one of those three?
It's not.
So that's why it's a question. Rav Huna is saying that there's four, but the Mishnah says there's three.
Well, the number three doesn't exclude Chuppah, it excludes Chalipin.
No,
never mind.
I was just imagining the case of
Tanakh.
So
according to Rav Huna, it doesn't. The number three is not coming to exclude Chuppah. It's coming to exclude only Chalipin.
Well, then
so
why, according to Rav Huna, didn't it say in the Mishnah Chuppah?
It didn't.
Or for him, maybe it was if Chuppah works, he used that.
But the Tanakhama thinks that the three would exclude both Chuppah and Hashmi.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Would it then come to exclude anything else you could think of that might be used for fusion?
I don't know. Maybe. Let's start Tosfos. Okay. Now, just tell me how far you got into the Tosfos.
Not very
much.
We're up to the third question.
We're working on the Gemara on
Bechorot.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so they're much further ahead. Okay, so. So the first couple of questions that Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam asks is about what?
Rashi.
Yeah, McKenna.
So we thought he was really asking two questions on Rashi and then two questions on the Gezeirah Shavah.
Okay, but just start, since not everybody has done what you've done so far, just start with the beginning. The first couple of questions, what is he asking about? What is Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam asking, yeah?
So the first question is that
Before we get into the details of it, just generally, what is it about?
About how if the woman agrees that the Shave Peruta, or that the Pachomi Shave Peruta works, like if she's okay with that, then that should be effective.
So what is it about?
Okay,
it's about how, that Rashi said that the reason why Anisha Pachos Mishave Peruta, the reason why Loma Kanya Nafsha, is based on the fact that she finds it demeaning. That's the reason. So pachos mishave pruta, the reason why it doesn't work for kedushin is because women find it disrespectful. That's the reason. And Tosfos doesn't like that. And Tosfos has a lot of problems with it. And then he proceeds. He asks two kashas, related questions, all about this Gnai issue. And I was talking to some of you during the Chavrusa. So can you tell me, McKenna, you said it already, so I wanted to say it again. The first kasha that Rabbeinu Tam asks is what?
So the first question is that, let's say the woman agrees that the man can be Mikadesh her with something that's
Pachot Mishaveh Purta. Say that different. What if a woman doesn't find it demeaning? What if you remember, the only reason why, according to Rashi, Pachot Mishaveh Purta does not work is because of Gnai. So what if you have a woman who doesn't feel it's a Gnai? So Tosfos says, then it should work. Now, the fact that Rabbeinu Tam is asking this, he's already, you already see that, does he think it could work?
He thinks it should work.
He doesn't think it works.
No, what Rabbeinu Tam personally thinks that a pachos mishave pruto could never work.
Right.
But he's asking, but if you follow Rashi's reasoning, logically it should follow that if a woman, if you have a woman, or it might even be a group of women, who don't find it demeaning, then it should work for them. Question number one. What's question number two? Someone else, I know I explained it to some of you, who can, Zahava, did you understand question number two?
I'm not sure you're asking question number two. I think we were working on understanding this.
What is it?
We didn't get up to the question number two. We were working on understanding.
Okay, who can tell me? Victoria, what's question number two?
Question number two is, if we're saying that Pachot mi Shaveh Peruta does not work because it's a Gnai to the woman,
yeah,
right? Then the Gemara should shoot back and say, yeah, but we know the daughters of...
Which Gemara should?
Further on in Kedushin.
No. Which Gemara?
Our Gemara here,
yes.
Should shoot back and say, yeah, the daughters of Rabbi Anai, they didn't accept less than 3 kavs of a dinar, which is a lot of money, in order to be as a kiddushin. Just as that the, later on in the Gemara, that's also used as a challenge.
To what?
To Shammai.
Oh, so tell me what Beis Shammai said. Just tell me again the Gemara later on.
So you said
it's right, but now I just want you to just review for us the Gemara later on Yud Aleph. What was going on there?
So the Gemara later on Yud Aleph talks about Beit Shammai's opinion that you could use a dinar, right?
You need a dinar.
Right, like just like the Mishnah. And then...
Then what happened?
Then the challenge should...
No, before you get to the challenge.
I'm jumping steps. I need to get back. Okay, and so then... So they asked, what's the reason that Beit Shammai said dinar?
Yes.
Responds, because Yisha makpedet al atzma, imitkadeshet b'chot ha-dinar.
Rav Zeira said that the rationale for Beit Shammai, why does Beit Shammai say you have to have a dinar? It has to do with women's preferences and about what they feel is respectful and what they feel is disrespectful. So Rav Zeira said the reason for Beit Shammai is that women are very makbid not to accept less than a dinar, presumably because they find it demeaning less than a dinar. That's what the Gemara said for Beit Shammai. comes back to Gemara immediately and then asks what? Well, if that's the case, then what?
Yeah, then the Benot of Rabbi Yonai, they were Makpid, you know, it wasn't just a dinar, it was much more than a dinar.
Yes, so therefore...
So therefore, it shouldn't... this is not the reasoning why...
For 1 second, so what's the question?
Or less than their amount. Make them out.
Therefore, that's a false claim that women are...
No. What's the question exactly? Yes.
Can you do a kiddushin with the daughters of Rav Yonai with less than their?
So are you gonna say now that if the banos of Rav Yonai typically insist on, let's say, this huge amount, a tirkav of the dinre, which was 3 kavim of gold dinar, and Rashi said they were zehuvim, not silver, it's worth 25 times more than silver. That's 25 silver dinarim equal 1 gold dinar. And this was like having like 3 baskets of gold dinarim. I don't know how much a kav is or whatever that is. You know, imagine 3 baskets full of gold dinarim. I mean, it's a huge amount of money. So, are you going to say that if one of the daughters of Rav Yonai decides to accept less than that amount, are you going to say it doesn't work? Because after all, what are we saying for Beis Shammai? Women are makbid on a dinar. So what would come out of that?
If a particular
woman was what? Was willing to accept what?
Less than
a dinar. You're going to tell me it doesn't work? The reason that they gave for Beis Shammai was women are matpid, right, for a dinar. So just stop right there. So what would that mean then? So what if a woman came forward and said, I'm willing to take less than a dinar? So you'd think it doesn't work. So that's what Gemara is saying. Do you mean to tell me that Benos to Rabbi Yonai who ordinarily only take $10 million? So if they're willing to accept $9 million, it's not going to work? Which sounds crazy. That's what the Gemara asked. Isn't that true? So what Tosfos is saying is, our Gemara on Daf Gimel should have asked the exact same question. What do you mean? That after the Gemara said, Isha b'pachas misha v'pruta lo makanya nafsha, which according to Rashi means, because it's a Ganai, the Gemara should then come right back and say, Elameyata, Benosei, the Rabbi Yonai, who normally only accept $10 million, right? You mean to say that if one of the daughters of Rabbi Yonai is willing to accept less than that amount, are you going to tell me it's no good? Because you've established that for them, what is their cutoff point for Ganai? Tirkava de Dinri. So if that's their cutoff point, anything less than that amount should not work. Just like the pruta is the cutoff point that the Gemara was working with. According to Rashi, less than that amount is a ganai, it doesn't work. So if your cutoff point is tirkava de dinri, then anything less than that amount, you tell me it doesn't work. You understand? Our Gemara should have asked that question. But it didn't.
Why does our Gemara have to ask everything? Maybe it's mentioned later.
Yeah, but because this is where it belongs, because we're talking about ganai.
Well, Rashi's talking about
Ganai. Yeah, but that's it. So the way Rashi learns the Gemara is talking about Ganai.
Also, do we know from Yadalef that lesson from the notes of Yonai would apply to Beis Shammai also? Like, just because the daughters of Yonai could have accepted less than the amount that they usually go by, doesn't mean that the people in Beis Shammai was talking
Why
about.
Why not? The Gemara felt that the...
Because maybe Beis Shammai was saying that this became the minimum because it would be a Ganai. But if you have some other amount that you make up on your own, more of an arbitrary amount, then that can be a little bit more flexible.
Okay, the Gemara doesn't think so.
The Gemara feels
that once whatever the amount is that someone decides that would be the cutoff point between Ganai and not a Ganai. Well, according to Beis Shammai, his cutoff point was a dinar. So anything less than that is a Ganai and no good.
So in Yonal, if they concluded that less than a dinar for Shammai, if it wasn't a Ganai, would be okay? Did they conclude that?
If the person is willing to accept it.
Is that the conclusion based on what they said? Okay.
Yeah. Because as the Gemara there said, well, it's only talking in a case, I don't know, You should go to the Gemara there that if it's at night.
Yeah.
Or if a shaliach.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so therefore Tosas now is asking two kashas about if we learn pshat that it's a ganai. The first one is simply, what if she's just willing to accept the pachos mishava pruta? It should work. And secondly, our Gemara should have asked the same question from Benosi to Rabbi Yanai, the way the Gemara asked that question on Beis Shammai. Gemara should have asked it now. If Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara is correct, the Gemara should have asked, which of course it did not. Now, did anybody get further than that?
We got to the question.
Now, the next set of questions is not about the deny issue. It's about what? Yes. Okay. Now Tosfos turns to something. This is not related to Rashi.
Is this not Rabbeinu Tam anymore?
No, it's all Rabbeinu Tam.
Rabbeinu Tam.
That Rabbeinu Tam now turns to something in the Gemara that he doesn't understand. Can somebody tell me what it is in the Gemara that he didn't understand? Yes, Sylvia.
If you learn Kichachicha from Seyathron,
yes.
So you're basically comparing the kinyan of a woman to the kinyan of a Sadeh.
Yes.
In a Sadeh, Chazaka works, so why doesn't Chazaka work for the kinyan of a woman?
Yes, so...
So why, in the Mishnah, why was that not... In the Gemara, why was that not one of the things that was excluded from the list? Like, it says, there are three ways that you can be a kohen and a woman, and then we said, oh, we're excluding Chuppah and Chalifin. But,
yes, so why does
but it? You might have thought from this Kavah Homer that Chazaka would also work. So why don't they need to talk about that?
Or just simply, the Gemara should have raised the issue that if we're learning out Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, so what does that Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim seem to tell you? That whatever Kenyan works by what? By Sadeh should work. So Chalip in the Gemara was ready to say should work. Only reason why it didn't work is why? Because it's a Pachas Mishavar Pruta. So the Gemara then should have asked, the Chazaka should work. Unless the Gemara can come up with a reason why it doesn't.
What is it?
Maybe not that it won't. Maybe it should work.
With this topic,
well, why didn't the Gemara talk about it?
Yeah.
You're saying that the set of questions, like what would be considered the topic for the set of questions?
That if this Gezeirah Shava is some open-ended Gezeirah Shava, then the Gemara should have raised the following question, that Chazaka should work.
But isn't there a second question after?
I didn't get to it yet.
Oh, I thought you were just going to tell us the next step, but it's just because they're shocked. Okay.
And then there was another question, which is, again, on the same issue.
Right.
What's the next question?
The Shtar.
What do you mean about Shtar? What about it? Did you want the rest of you get that far? Yes, McKenna?
So later in the Gemara, hey?
Yeah.
It asks Shtar Min Alam, like, how do you know that Shtar works?
For Kiddushin.
For Kiddushin, right. And so Tosafot is wondering, why is the Gemara even asking that? Because if we're learning like Halachot of Kiddushin from Halachot of Sadeh, we know you can buy Sadeh with a Shtar, so it should be obvious.
Yeah. The Gemara on Daf Hei later on asks, the Shtar Minolon, how do we know that Shtar works for Kiddushin? So, why is the Gemara, and the Gemara came up with an answer. What is the problem? Why not the Gemara either not ask the question, or if they're going to ask it, why not simply say that we learn it out from Stei Ephron?
What was the answer it learned
from? Well, take a look and you'll see. But that was not the answer. So the question is, the Gemara should have said simply that we learn it out from Stei Ephron, just like you learn how Kesef works. Chazaka works. Shtar should work. The Gemara didn't do that.
We also say that Tosafot is saying the question is not even necessary.
Even when I ask the question, Gemara should have answered that.
Could
we learn it out from Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. And this, to me, these were really very good questions. These are really very good questions. Do you notice a couple of them are about Perush of Rashi? And then a couple of them are really not about Rashi, just about the Gemara itself is difficult. Okay, so we'll stop. So we're going to just try to, get through this whole Tosfos. And there are a lot of sources we're going to be doing about Chalipin. A lot. We're doing a lot on this.
What would it look like to be
Kona
with a different
chazaka?
What would that
even
look like?
Oh, you have to remember. I think you have to remember.
No. Using her?
What?
Like,
if she would.
She acts as a wife?
No, no, if she would do some service.
Like a wifely duty.
Oh, yeah.
Like
the same
as
everything
brings.
But it would be clear that she's not doing it to be an evergreen,
yeah,
or rather to be a wife. That's what
maybe
I'm saying.
You can do the laundry.
According to the regular Kenyan of a wife, it's not like when you're Kona and Eben, you're Kona him so that he can be your slave. You're not Kona a wife for that.
That's how the Kenyan is, and that's why it doesn't.